Max and Gilbert's next on the line. Welcome to the program, sir. You can hear him getting to his phone there.
Good morning, Max.
Yes, good morning, Rosie.
Hey, bud. What you up to today?
We found ants all over our bathroom vanity earlier this week. And we went and got the bug spray, killed all the ants, and then I found them in our kitchen the next day. And I thought, you know, instead of just killing them, I'm going to outsmart them.
There you go.
Put a little grape on the counter and figure out where they were coming from.
Okay.
I followed the trail to a break in our grout on the tile floor in the kitchen.
Okay.
I am concerned that these ants are coming from me underneath the slab.
Very well could.
What do I do?
Okay. Well, you're not seeing any other signs of structural stress on the house, are you? We don't have cracks emanating from the floor up the wall in the corners or away from the corners of any doors or windows in that general vicinity?
No. The ceiling, the drywall ceiling,
yes,
does have linear
ridges.
Stripe.
Okay. Is it cracks or just ridges?
Ridges.
Like at the joints of the sheetrock?
Yes.
Okay. That's not any, that's been from the day you moved in. That hasn't been something that's evolved, I'm guessing. Is that right?
They have gotten more pronounced.
Have they? Okay. Well, one of the ways you can deal with the ant issue is I don't think you've got a structural situation, even though you may have a structural crack, you may have a crack in your slab, is use a bait type system that the ants actually take back to their nest and their colony that kills the queen, and then you will eliminate that particular ant family, okay? One particular product that sticks out in my mind that you can buy at virtually any hardware store is Amdro.
Okay.
And of course, if you can't solve it or can't figure it out, you know, the Rosie Certified Exterminators in your neighborhood or Blue Sky Pest Control, you could always give those guys a call and they could figure it out for you. But try a little Amdro, see if that doesn't knock it out for you.
Okay, but as far as the concern, the biggest concern is that the crack in the slab is allowing the ants to come up from the ground and into the house through the cracks in the grout.
Right. Yeah, it's what we call conditions conducive, and if an ant can do it, then a termite can do it. But how much effort and money are we going to spend trying to solve that? If we start lifting tile, you know, how many tile do we have to replace it with? It's very unlikely we can lift whole tiles that'll be relaid. Can we find tile to match it exactly? If we want to take a look at that crack, how are we going to what we call stitch it or repair it? I would tape some Saran wrap over that grout crack and see if much moisture condenses on the bottom of the Saran wrap over the course of a week or 2 weeks. And if you're not getting much condensation, yeah, it's a crack. It's an avenue that ants and termites can use to get in. But it probably isn't a situation where you've got moisture mitigating up or wicking into the room. If that Saran wrap, in fact, does get a lot of condensation on the bottom of it, well, then we've probably got another situation where we are going to have to spend some time, money, and resources to solve it. So, with that said,
we're going to sneak Annie in.
Sneak Annie in.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Real quick.
Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning.
A couple of years ago, we remodeled a house. And at that time, the contractor put in hardwired smoke alarm systems. Well, since the thing has intermittently gone off just randomly, and the problem with it, if one goes off, they all go off. And we could never, and the reset button would never turn them off. So you have to run out, get the ladders, unscrew them, unplug them, pull them down, and then they go off. We've put new batteries in them, and they still intermittently go off. Right now, there's no smoke alarms installed because we just don't know what to do. So do we get all brand new smoke alarms, which aren't going to fit the same base that is installed in there now, or do I give up and go to a battery operated one?
You know, we are running real tight up against the break. Here's what I would do. I would call who I would call to ask that question. His name's Jared. He lives in Casa Grande. His company's Tecna Security System. He does drive down to Tucson or up to Phoenix from where he's at, and I would get his suggestion. It could have just been some really cheap alarms, even though it sounds like you did it right by hardwiring it, and take it from there.
Y'all stay tuned. We've got Overson Roofing joining us in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll be talking everything roofing as well as anything you'd like to talk about at Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.